Nolte, Stephen Colbert writing Lord of the Rings sequel. By John Nolte on March 25, 2026. So Hollywood gives us about 16 hours to celebrate the cancellation of Star Trek. Starfleet Academy before announcing the woke warping of another one of our beloved franchises. This time it's the Lord of the Rings film franchise getting bent over by no less than journeyman screenwriter Stephen Colbert. Yes, that's Stephen Colbert. Well, at least Colbert is a screenwriter who has seen his movies produced. Oh, wait, he hasn't. Okay, but he is co-writing the screenplay with his son, who has seen his feature films produced. Oh, wait, he hasn't. They're gonna Star Wars this thing, aren't they? They're gonna Indiana Jones slash Charlie's Angels slash Men in Black this thing, aren't they? Not being a fantasy fan, unless it involves glorious 1980s nudity. Hello, Beastmaster, this news takes no skin off of my nose. Still, I do know how Sacred Rings fans hold the original trilogy. In that way, they are similar to Star Wars fans in as much as even the three lousy, stillborn prequels that followed could not dim their passion. To further the analogy, let's compare Amazon's disastrous Rings of Power to the Star Wars holiday special. Oh, they've tried to alienate the fans with those lousy prequels and woke TV shows. Having failed to do so, on this day they wheeled out the mold. The mother of all late-night bombs, someone who will immediately alienate 53% of the population with his smug politics and 35% of the population with his sense of entitlement. That leaves an audience made up of only snotty white women who don't like fantasy. Unless it includes unicorns having abortions in safe spaces with toned illegal aliens named Poncho greasing them up for back rubs. All taking place to the background hum of a vibrator set on Pool Boy. If you thought Peter Jackson was above elites eliting, sorry. Whoever the villain turns out to be in The Lord of the Rings, Shadows of the Past, you can bet he'll be orange and work for CBS, because if there's one thing you can count on with Stephen Colbert, it's that Stephen Colbert makes everything about Stephen Colbert. By the way, this is all a Hollywood inside joke. A poison pill. A fistful of hate sand tossed onto the gears of the biggest franchise Warner Brothers has. This is all about the upcoming merger between Warner Brothers and Skydance. See if you can follow me. David Ellison is friendly with President Trump. David Ellison owns Skydance. Right before Skydance takes ownership of CBS, CBS humiliates Trump hater Colbert by not only firing him but revealing he's losing the network upwards of $40 million per year. Fast forward to today. David Ellison buys Warner Brothers. Hey, David, haha. Now you have to pay that inexperienced loser Colbert to guide your most lucrative franchise. Did we mention haha? It's not about money, and it's certainly not about the art. The only thing that buys status in the cult of Hollywood anymore is politics, and the further left those politics, the more status. So, yeah, once you figure that out, hiring a failed and divisive late-night host to write the screenplay of a beloved, billion-dollar film franchise totally tracks.